I will speak my plight's tale, care wretched about myself. I can say what woes I've borne growing up, present and past, were all less than now. I have won for my exile paths just pain. First, my lord left, over deep seas, far from people, and I've grieved each morning where earth-wide he could be. Then I left, voyaging sought service, sad exile, for my woeful desires. My lord's kin schemed secretly that they'd estrange us, keep us most apart across the earth kingdom, and my heart suffered. My lord bade me take dwelling here. I had few friends in this land, no devoted comrades, so I feel as if lost. I had found a man, full fit to me, though unfortunate, spiritually fraught, a feigning mind, bliss-visaged, but planning a crime. Full oft we vowed we'd never part, not till death alone, nothing else. But that is changed. Our friendship is now as if it never were. I must hear, far and near, contempt for my beloved. My man bade me live by the grove's wood, beneath the oak tree, in an earth cave. This cave is old. I am all oppressed. The valley's dim, mountains steep, a bitter home, tangled with vines, an arid dwelling. The cruelty hits often, my lord's absence. On earth there are lovers living in love, they share the same bed. Meanwhile I go alone each dawn by the oak and earth cave where I sit summer long days. There I might weep my exile paths, its many woes, because an anxious mind won't rest nor this sorrow, which rests from me this life. A young man must be stern, hard of heart, stand blissful, opposing breast cares and his sorrow's legions. All world joy should wake from himself for wide and far. In foreign folklands, my friend sits under a hard slope, frosted by storms, silenced for a friend, water bordering his sad hall. My friend suffers sorrow. He knows too often his home was joyful. Woe to those who live longing all for a loved one.